Welcome aboard Paulding County. It's another edition of My Sports Live from the My 1027 WMYW studios. My name is Pete Seymour. Thanking you all so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me. We're chatting Paulding County athletics, all the happenings from this past week, volleyball, golf, and football. I can't believe we are already done with week number three of high school football. We'll talk about all of that action from the Friday Night Lights last night, break down the week of volleyball, break down the week of golf, and oh, by the way, happy week one to all of you NFL fans out there. I hope all of your teams win this weekend, unless they are the Browns, the Ravens, or the Bengals. Hey, go Steelers. I know that's not going to be super popular here in Ohio, but hey, whoever you root for, so good to have the NFL back this week. Like I mentioned, we have high school football to talk about, we have volleyball to talk about, we have golf to talk about, and of course, we have to get to our guest today. And this week, he is none other than Brady Stabler. I figured Brady would be perfect to come in. He's been on a lot of football games for MySports.live so far this year, as well as some volleyball. We're going to break all of that down for you. We had a good volleyball match earlier in the week between Wayne Trace and Crestview. We'll talk about that. We'll talk high school football. May throw some college football in there with the Toledo Rockets kicking off later today at 7 p.m. Bowling Green, they are on the road at Cincinnati. That should be a fun one. And of course, we have to get to my new favorite segment, the best thing that I saw in sports this week. We'll have that coming up a little bit later right here on My Sports. So jam-packed week. So excited to get to it all, and I'm so happy that you've decided to join me for another edition of My Sports, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, and as I promised, we are joined by our guest today, Brady Stabler. Brady, appreciate you, man. Thank you for taking some time today.
Absolutely. Always happy to be on, Pete.
So you had a fun game last night on MySports.live. We actually had the volleyball game of the same two teams on Thursday, Crestview, Wayne Trace on the gridiron last night. And Wayne Trace, I know Crestview got out to an early lead and kind of ran away with it, but Wayne Trace, some really nice bright spots in this game, especially towards the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, Wayne Trace played really well. And the thing I really like from what I've seen from this Wayne Trace team this year is they have improved week to week. They look like a different team week two than what they did week one. And then again, last night, you know, in week three, they looked better than they did in week two. So Wayne Trace, you know, they lose the game. Obviously, you never want to lose the rivalry game, and it's going to sting a little bit. But Crestview is going to have a lot of success this year in the Northwest Conference. And this Wayne Trace team, they're doing what they can do. They're putting their heads down, going to work every week, and just getting better each day, it seems.
Yeah, and one of the things we have to point out, and you saw it in person, but the run game finally got going for Coach Holden's squad, something that the Raiders really tried to emphasize at the end of last year and bring a new running game into this year. 207 rush yards, and Carter Baumley, we were talking, kid's pretty tough, man. I saw him put his head down and bowl some guys over, especially when he got into the secondary, really able to lower those shoulder pads and do some damage.
Well, coming into the game, too, the first 2 weeks, Wayne Trace is only averaging a little over 2 yards per carry. And yeah, Carter Baumley did get some extended work last night, and he really made the most of it. He's a very smart kid, a very patient runner. He follows his blocks. He has very good vision. And so definitely a bright spot for Wayne Trace. They're able to run the football, take a little bit of that pressure off of the quarterback, Jack Schoenauer. That will be huge for them going forward.
And Schoenauer, you mentioned him. He had a tough first week coming off back-to-back games where he was able to get the ball to some playmakers, including Stoller on the outside. How big is it for Wayne Trace and Coach Holden to get some of those big, speedy targets the ball to open up the middle of the field and that run game?
Well, Wayne Trace has such a unique thing this year with, you know, their two post players that we're used to seeing in basketball over the last couple of years playing on the outside as their receiver. Zach Stoller, you know, he's listed at 6'7", and Carter Clemens at 6'3", and probably one of the best athletes Wayne Trace has in their school system right now. So when Jack Schoenauer has a clean pocket, he's proven over the last couple of weeks that he can deliver the ball downfield. Now, he did have two interceptions again last night, and that's something that Wayne Trace will look to continue to clean up is the turnovers. But I thought Wayne Trace did a great job of calling plays. They ran a lot of screen actions and counter plays and really set Jack up for success last night. And this is a Wayne Trace offense, like I mentioned. You know, they seem to be rolling. And they're going to need to be, because week four ain't going to get any easier for them.
Yep, and we're going to get to that. And one stat I want to point out, just kind of running through the stats right now, first downs, 26 for the red, white, and blue last night. That's an impressive feat, even in a loss.
Yeah, well, credit to the Crestview Knights, first of all. Their special teams, and Hayden Parrott was their kicker and kickoff specialist, and he did a fantastic job, touchbacks, really, all throughout the evening. So Wayne Trace, they were having to come, you know, 80-plus yards most of their drives. But Wayne Trace did it very well. They moved the ball. It was just they had a difficult time, particularly in the first half, putting points on the board. They got to the red zone, but they weren't able to then capitalize and add points to the scoreboard. Going to be a point of emphasis for them going forward this week, I'm sure. Red zone offense going to have to be better. Raiders are going to have to start scoring some touchdowns.
Now, I was able to tune into the third and the fourth quarter last night. And Brady, I know you're really excited about some of these younger underclassmen for the Wayne Trace Raiders. We saw a few of them on display. What did you see from some of these younger guys last night?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of guys stepping into new roles, it seemed, last night. One of the guys that was a bright spot throughout the game was Jensen Bining, and he's the Raiders kicker, and he's made big strides in that area. You know, he's done a very good job with extra points this year and kickoffs, but he actually got to start both ways last night at tight end and at linebacker, stepping in because of an injury the Raiders had at linebacker. And he did a great job. Several open field tackles against a very strong Crestview running attack. And then there's other guys. You know, I mentioned Carter Bomley. He's a junior, really stepping up, taking on a leadership role. We saw Corbin Barner really show a burst when he got the ball a few times. And then even late in the game, a couple freshmen, Corbin Stoller and Ethan Jay, were able to step in at quarterback and running back, respectively. And they were able to lead a touchdown drive. Stoller hit Jay on a touchdown pass. So, you know, Wayne Trace, they don't have a ton of numbers this year for football, but guys really, I thought last night, made the most of their opportunities when they were able to get on the field, and Coach Holden will have to be very pleased with that.
All right, so let's talk next week. Of course, the Raiders, they've improved each and every week, like you said. The Paulding Panthers right now, they are on a roll. Of course, Paulding and Antwerp playing a little bit later on today. Saturday games for both of those squads, but me and you, we have that Paulding County rivalry next Friday. It's bound to be a fun one. And so far, Jim Menzie, he has those guys going both offensively and defensively.
Well, it's a very talented Paulding team. And I look at Paulding both on the boys and girls side of sports this year that we cover, you know, football, volleyball, boys and girls basketball. And I expect them in all sports that I just mentioned to be at the top of the Green Meadows Conference. They have such great leadership in their high school right now and a lot of athletes, and it's no different on the football field. Now, the one knock on Paulding so far this year is, you know, obviously a great week one and week two. Their opponents haven't scored. Some people questioning their strength of schedule, but for these kids, all you can do is play the teams on their schedule, and they are doing that very, very well and really utilizing their athletes along with some new faces in the trenches.
So let's talk GMC as a whole. Again, we mentioned Paulding. They've kind of brought their name in there last year, moving that into this year as well. Some other teams at the top of the conference. I mean, Brady, you know as well as anybody, it's a toss-up as you get into the last few weeks. What do you think is going to be the difference that separates those top 1 through 3 teams?
Very balanced, as it always is. You know, you have a couple teams at the top and then really good balance beyond that where there's no easy Friday night. And it's been that way the last few years in the Green Meadows Conference. And before the season, in an anonymous coaches poll, Fairview was a pretty clear-cut favorite to finish at top of the GMC. But I am putting Paulding right there with them, kind of in that top tier. You know, this is a Paulding team last year against Fairview, only lost by 21-19, played them tough all the way. And Paulding also only lost to Tenora 21 to 18. And this year is a much different version of the Sonora Rams than what we saw a year ago. So, you know, Paulding, they just have to keep taking it week by week, do the things they can control. And then, you know, obviously, if I had to pick one game right now, Pete, I would say it's going to be that Paulding Fairview game. It looks like maybe the game that ends up deciding the league.
Yeah, I completely agree. And Brady, I'm looking forward to being on the call with you next week. That's always a really fun rivalry matchup. I know at least as long as I've been calling games at mysports.live, it's kind of gone back and forth, back and forth. That's the beauty of high school sports. You get some really good classes in there. They graduate. You see the momentum shift, you know, to the other school, and it goes back and forth. That's what makes it a great rivalry. And, hey, I'm really looking forward to it. Let's talk from the Wayne Trace side of things. First and foremost, you have to think that they have to stop the really talented passing attack of Paulding. But once they do that, I think they need to win the turnover battle, something they've really struggled with this year.
Yeah, the turnover battle is going to be key. And, you know, in a game last night to Crestview, once again, they lose the turnover battle 2-0. So taking care of the football, valuing the possession, each possession is going to be key for the Raiders. And then that red zone offense, you know, putting points on the board. But one other key I will point out for Wayne Trace, I think next week, you know, looking ahead to that Paulding game, I think they're going to want to slow the tempo of that game down, have some long sustained drives where they do rely on Carter Bomley and Luke Miller and the rest of the guys in that rushing attack, even Carter Clemens with a wildcat package every once in a while, because Paulding can't score if you keep their athletes on the sideline. And it all starts with their quarterback, Colt Hunt. He's doing a great job distributing, really smart kid, makes great decisions. He has a really good command of their offensive system. But if Colt Hunt and Blake Roanhouse and Jordan and Jalen Manns and Jackson Griffiths, if those guys are on the sideline, they can't score points. So I think a key for Wayne Trace is going to be, you know, keeping Paulding's offense off the field as much as they can.
Well, Brady, I'm very much looking forward to it. And for all of you listening, mysports.live, next week, 7 o'clock, Wayne Trace, Paulding. It is sure to be a fun one. Myself and Brady will have it for you, and I'm pretty excited for it, Brady. Thank you again for taking some time this morning. Really do appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day, and yeah, can't wait. It's always so much fun calling football in Paulding County. I know we've gotten to do some volleyball, gotten to do some football, and have already seen some great games this year.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me on. It's always fun, and I'm really looking forward to it next week. You know, I've gotten to see this Wayne Trace team a few times this year, and they're continuing to get better, but I haven't gotten to see Paulding yet, and I am very, very anxious and excited to see this Paulding team. Coach Jim Menzie, he's doing such a great job with them. There's a lot of enthusiasm and positivity in that football program, and it should be a dandy on Friday. So thank you for having me on.
And you know what? I haven't seen him either, so it'll be a first for both of us. Brady Stabler, thank you so much. This is My Sports, and we'll be back right after this. We have golf to talk about. We have volleyball to talk about, so we'll do that next right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're back here on My Sports. Got done talking some football. We talked some golf. It is now time to chat some volleyball. And I know me and Brady talked about it a little. We're going to get to that match earlier in the week between Wayne Trace and Crestview. That was a good one, but let's start earlier in the week and a really good match. Paulding over Wayne Trace 25-23, 25-11, 23-25, and 25-18. Going into that one, I thought it was going to be really close. You can go back and watch that one between the two Paulding County schools on mysports.live. Really tough battle by the Wayne Trace Raiders, and hey, that's a battling team. Paulding, they're also really good this year. So the Panthers, a lot of upcoming talent. I'm really excited to see what Wayne Trace does in the Green Meadows Conference this season for volleyball. The scoreboard from Tuesday night, well, the rest of the action looked like this. Fairview over Ayersville, that one went the distance. How about this? 25-15 in the first set in favor of Fairview. 25-16 in favor of Ayersville. 25-21 in favor of Ayersville. 25-23 in favor of Fairview. And then Fairview 16, Ayersville 14 in a thriller. Edgerton also took down Antwerp. That was in 4 sets, 3-1. And then Tenora over Hicksville, 3-0. And then, as I mentioned, Paulding gets it done against Paulding County rival Wayne Trace in 4 sets. And, of course, head on over to the MySports.live website. If you missed any of the Paulding County teams, if they were at home, they were most likely on MySports.live. I know that Paulding and Wayne Trace game, as I mentioned earlier, one to go back and watch. It was a good one. But let's get to some of the scores from Thursday. And it was Wayne Trace in action against Crestview. And I'll tell you what, this is a Crestview team that I've seen a few times now, and they have consistently improved. It's a plug and play with that system. Wayne Trace, though, it was a battle on Thursday night, but it was a straight set winner for Crestview, 3-0 in that one. Let's take a look at the full volleyball scoreboard from Thursday. Paulding also in action. And it was Miller City over Paulding, 25-23, 25-21, 25-20. Miller City takes down Paulding on Thursday, and then Crestview over Wayne Trace in straight sets. But a ton of talent on the volleyball floor. I'll tell you what, Wayne Trace is going to get it together. Paulding's a really talented team. They've grown up right before our eyes. And yeah, I'm excited to see how everything shakes out in the GMC and the Antwerp Archers. They have a ton of heart on the volleyball floor. Not the biggest of teams, the skills there, but boy, they battle it out to the end. So real quick, let's take a look at the volleyball standings. A few Green Meadows Conference games being played already. Really just one for each squad. Fairview's on top, 1-0 in the league, 5-0 overall. Tenora's 1-0, 7-1. Paulding with the loss, 1-0 in the GMC, 5-2 overall. Edgerton's 1-0, 4-3. Ayersville 0-1, 5-3. Antwerp 0-1, 1-7. Hicksville 0-5, 0-1. And then Wayne Trace 0-5, 0-1 as well. But again, a ton of talent. And I'm really excited to see how the GMC shakes out this year, because just like football, it's up in the air every single year. It should be a battle to the end. All right. Well, that is our volleyball talk for today. So let's recap real quick. We talked to our guest, Brady Stabler. We chatted some volleyball. We chatted some football. Chatted about the Wayne Trace Crestview football game. That was last night. He helped me break all of those stats down. We need to chat some golf coming up next, because there have been some really low scores from the boys and the girls on the golf course. So we're going to head to the golf course next, coming up right here on My Sports. Time for a break. When we come back, we're chatting golf. And of course, later on, our MySports.live slate of games and plenty more coming up here on My Sports. Back after this on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports. We have talked some football, we have talked some volleyball, and now it's time to chat some golf. And let's start at Ponder River Golf Course in Woodburn. It was Hicksville, Antwerp, and Liberty Center from this past week. Antwerp coming in second here in this quad match. Hicksville, a team score of 164. Antwerp behind them at 176, edging out Liberty Center at 177 and Hilltop at 179. Your scores for the Antwerp Archers: Noah Lucas turns in a 39, Zane McMichael a 41, Emerson Morrow a 47, Griffin Kosh a 49, Dylan Hahn a 52, and Lincoln Lucas a 57, respectively. More golf. We're talking Paulding boys golf, and they defeated Ayersville and Edgerton at a tri match. That one at Suburban Golf Course in Bryan. Paulding a team score of 174, and they were led by Tyler Goyings, a low score on the day. Through all three teams, a 41, Nick Hatcher a 44, Gannon Parrott a 44, Timothy Font the third a 45, and then Cameron Williams a 47, and Zach Barton rounding it out with a 54. Let's talk Raider boys golf, only one we haven't touched on yet. Wayne Trace 169, Fairview 183, and Brody Rossworm along with Connor Wanamaker continuing really good years for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Brody Rossworm, a match low of a 37. Connor Wanamaker behind him with a 41. Grayson Sutton, a 44. Griffin Williamson, a 47. Ryan Parker, a 48. Maxton Williamson, a 54. And the Fairview Apaches, they were led by Levi Pancio at a 44, and then Owen Spicer, a 45. Some notable scores on the junior varsity. Lance Manley, a 48, Owen Welch, a 54. More area golf teams in action on Thursday. Wayne Trace and Antwerp going at it on the golf course. And how about Brody Ross from again, a 37. Connor Wanamaker right behind him. Again, this at Pleasant Valley Golf Course in Payne with a 38 for Connor Wanamaker. Ryan Parker, a 38. Grayson Sutton, a 41. Lance Manley, a 49. And then Griffin Williamson, a 53. Wayne Trace Golf having a fantastic year. Dylan Hahn, a 41 for the Antwerp Archers. Zane McMichael, a 44. Noah Lucas, a 45. Griffin Kosh, 47. Emerson Morrow, a 48. Wayne Trace team total, 154. Antwerp team total, 177. And guys, I know I've said this before on this show. If you haven't golfed, I would highly recommend picking up golf. It's a game that I learned that I'm not good at early in my life, and I'm so very happy I've continued to play it still to this day. All right, more boys golf. This was at Harvest Moon Golf Course in Defiance. Polding, Tenora, Fairview, and Edgerton all taking part in Polding. Low score of 169 is a team that just edges out Tenora. Polding County Golf, again, really good this year. I'm excited to have some golf coaches on this show. They're always so happy to talk about their programs. Tyler Goying, a 39. Jack Degro, 41. Nick Hatcher, 42. Timothy Font, the third, a 47. Gannon Parrott, a 49. And Zach Barton, a 51. Other notable scores, Parker Hancock from Tenora. Low score on the day with a 38. Again, the Polding team total, 169. Tenora, 171. Fairview, 196. And Edgerton, 209. So there you have it. That's a wrap on golf from this past week. Ton of talent in the GMC this year. Ton of talent in Polding County in general. Really excited, like I said, to talk to some of the golf coaches for each program coming up here in the upcoming weeks. All right. Well, we wrapped up golf, and we are going to take a short break and be back after this to put a lid on this one with our MySports.live slate of games and, of course, the best thing that I saw in sports this week. All that and more coming up next. Stay with me right here on my 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back to put a lid on another edition of My Sports. First and foremost, Paulding County, I appreciate you spending a piece of your morning with me. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your Saturday. Like I said, some local teams in action, Bowling Green down at Cincinnati, and then Toledo, it's their home opener against Western Kentucky. I will be there, but whatever you're doing, I'm so glad you decided to spend your morning with me talking a little Paulding County Athletics. So we're back to wrap this one up. We have some thank yous to give out. We have the MySports.live slate of games. And, of course, we have the best thing that I saw in sports this week. Let's start with our thank yous. First and foremost, we start with our guest, Brady Stabler. Brady, thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule. Talk some football. Talk some volleyball. Me and Brady have done a multitude of games over the past few years for MySports.live. He does a phenomenal job. We have a blast every single time and really hope you guys enjoy listening to us on MySports.live. Our other thank yous, they need to go out to our sponsors because without them, I would not be here doing this, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, Williamson Crop Insurance, and of course, the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, a huge thank you to our sponsors here on My Sports and allowing me to tell the stories of some of the high school athletes and seasons of Paulding County Athletics. All right, let's talk MySports.live slate of games before we get to the best thing that I saw in sports this week. And the MySports.live slate of games, well, it looks like this for the week. Some volleyball coming up, some football coming up, and it all starts with Kenny Stabler and Scoop Miller. Tuesday, September 9th, it is Antwerp and Hicksville on the volleyball floor, and then two football games for Football Friday. Those are both September 12th. Antwerp takes on Edgerton. That is with Jason Landers and Doug Bellman. And then myself and Brady will have Wayne Trace and Paulding, a big one to kick off GMC play. I'm really looking forward to it. And again, if you missed any of the games, most of them, if they were in Paulding County, at Wayne Trace, Paulding, or Antwerp, they were most likely on mysports.live. Head on over to the .live website to check out all the episodes, not even from this year, from past seasons. Hey, you want to go see yourself from 4 or 5 years ago? I think this is the 6th season of football and volleyball coverage on mysports.live. Pretty cool. You can go do that. And much like these episodes, you can catch them all on the my1027.org website for on-demand access. All right, that's a look at our week to come in Paulding County. Let's get to the best thing that I saw in sports for this week. And I have to honestly start by prefacing this with the worst thing that I saw in sport all week. And again, if you're an NFL fan, you probably have heard about this. I know you've heard about this. A few weeks ago, ESPN decided to buy NFL Red Zone from NFL Networks for some ridiculous amount of money. Well, they came out this past week and said everything that we didn't want to hear. And that is the fact is there will be commercials. Of course there will be, because it's ESPN. There will be commercials on the new NFL Red Zone. Well, of course, everybody very upset about this, because the main selling point for NFL Red Zone was no commercials. Well, Adam Schefter, and I know you guys know the name, went to Twitter. And I have to go to the internet for this, because sometimes the internet just wins the day. So he posted something that said, some added clarity. NFL Red Zone is 7 hours, 420 minutes. Over that time, viewers will be served 1 to 2 total minutes of ads in 15-second increments. This comes out to anywhere between 0.25% and 0.5% of the total time. Considerably less than other sports, blah, 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 blah. Pretty much Schefter saying that, hey, guys, this really isn't a big deal. Well, again, the internet wins and Twitter wins, because, boy, did Schefter get ripped to shreds. You go in the comment section of this, and one of the best comments that I saw was, you can't spell Adam Schefter without ads. That, by far, being my most favorite comment out of everything. And then, in all fairness, when you paid zero for anything, more than zero is still a lot. Obviously, Schefter, employed by ESPN, just trying to downplay this a little bit. But the internet wins, Schefter loses, and of course we all lose a little bit with NFL Red Zone having some commercials. Anyway, that's the best thing that I saw in sport this week, because there's truly not too many better things than watching somebody get put in their place by the internet. And of course, we don't want ads on NFL Red Zone. Anyway, I hope you guys have been enjoying this segment, because I really have. It's something new, it's something different, and I like going and researching this stuff. It's been a fun first 3 weeks here on My Sports, but again, hope you're enjoying the new segment called The Best Thing That I Saw in Sport this week. All right, well, that will do it for us today. What a show we had. Talked to Brady Stabler, we broke down some volleyball, we broke down his football game between Wayne Trace and Crestview, talked a whole bunch of Paulding County football, talked a lot of golf today, and wrapped it up, of course, with our MySports.live slate of games and everything you can catch on the airwaves in this coming week. All right, well, that will do it for me today, whoever you are, and however you've been listening. My name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Talk to you next week, same time, same place, right here from the My1027 WMYW studios. Till then, have a great week, and you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.